Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tonight is President Obama's final State of the Union address. We're going to find out what he is planning for his final year in office, and we probably ought to be prepared to buckle our seats. But there'll be some special guests in the gallery tonight. We're going to be talking about who will be at this final State of the Union address next on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, tonight is President Obama's final, and I repeat, final State of the Union address. Now, there will be a couple of special guests in the gallery tonight to hear the final State of the Union address of this president as he enters the final year of his office. And it will be none other than Kim Davis and me. We're going to be in the gallery. And Kim Davis has been invited as a special guest to be in the final State of the Union address. She and I will be seated together to hear President Obama's final State of the Union.
That is just amazing to me. I mean, just, you know, putting aside for a second here that this is, again, the operative word, President Obama's final, thank heavens, State of the Union address. I'm sure he will lay out the final year of his radical, tyrannical, lawless agenda. But isn't it fitting that one of the victims of President Obama and the rest of the progressive left's radical, extremist, tyrannical agenda will be there in the audience, in the gallery, as an honored guest? I think that is fantastic. And, you know, she has a private audience before the Pope. Now she's at the State of the Union address. It just once again shows you how when a person takes a stand for truth and for God, how God can use that and really just honor that person in a very public way.
Yeah, it's amazing. This woman, 4.5 years ago, was not a Christian. 4.5 years ago, her life was transformed when she gave her life over to Jesus Christ. She's never been the same since. And she would never have envisioned what was in store for her 4.5 years after she committed her life to Jesus Christ. More than she could have imagined or thought, here's this lady from Rowan County, Kentucky, an elected county clerk of Rowan County, and she is invited to all these amazing particular areas of life and of the highest echelons of our government, including she gets invited to the gubernatorial inauguration festivities of Governor Matt Bevin, who was elected in Kentucky, solid, outspoken, Christian, pro-life, pro-marriage as the union of a man and a woman, pro-Kim Davis, pro-religious freedom. She's in that inaugural festivities. And the liberal media, they were already counting him down for the count, but he won by a significant margin. They called it a lopsided victory, and they said that it was in large part due to Kim Davis and the marriage issue, because there were two clear choices in that gubernatorial race: pro-natural marriage, standing with Kim Davis; pro-same-sex marriage, wanting to throw Kim Davis in jail. The people rejected the latter and accepted the former. And this is from a lady who was willing, is still willing, to spend time in jail if need be, to honor her Lord and not violate the principles of the scripture and violate her conscience. This is from a lady who did not want the spotlight, but has been thrust into the spotlight notwithstanding, and she has weathered this storm and weathered the opposition in an amazing way.
Well, what we are seeing here are the ripple effects of courage, of taking a stand. What one person takes a courageous stand for God's truth here, the amazing ripple effects. You know, God is faithful, and he tells us they're going to hate us because they first hated him. They first hated Christ. There will be persecution, and certainly Kim Davis, I mean, you know, for one of the first times in history here, a woman thrown in jail for freely exercising her First Amendment religion. religious liberties here, for standing firm on the God's design for human sexuality and marriage, actually thrown in jail for 6 days. And, but she would not bow. She would not bend. She said, "I will not disobey my Lord and Savior. I must obey God over man." She did so. And, the ripple effects continue to expand. But Matt, you know, I'm just glad you're going to be in the gallery as well. I'm just glad that Kim is going to be there to keep you in line so that you don't yell, you know, liar from the gallery or something like that, as we've seen happen before. So I'm sure Kim will be there
during a State of the Union. You remember that?
That's right. Yeah. So she'll be there to make sure you behave yourself. Right?
I'll try to restrain myself from that. And I'm glad Kim is there. Kim is such an amazing, kind and conscious and caring and loving person, so she'll keep me in line, no doubt. But this is amazing. So I know many of you may have not wanted to tune into the State of the Union, but if you do, look for Kim Davis and to me. Many of you will, because it is the last State of the Union for this president, and that is something for which to be very thankful. This president has been so absolutely destructive to America in so many ways. For the life issue, he just recently vetoed this reconciliation bill because it actually defunds Planned Parenthood for a year. It also defunds Obamacare, portions of Obamacare, and he just recently vetoed that piece of legislation. He would rather see the country go burn than to stop any money going to this genocidic organization called Planned Parenthood. He has been pro-abortion, the most pro-abortion, most pro-death president in the history of America, pro-same-sex marriage, the most pro-anti-marriage president in history. He's been no friend of the Second Amendment, no friend of the First Amendment. He's been no friend of our Judeo-Christian values. And internationally, he has weakened America. He's made America look silly and weak and untrustworthy in the eyes of our allies, particularly in the Middle East, including with Israel and Saudi Arabia and others. So, you know, good riddance that he's only in office for another year. But for that 1 year, buckle your seatbelts, because it's going to be a rough ride. He's going to do everything he can with the executive orders, and we're going to be there every step of the way, continuing to draw the line in the sand with individuals like Kim Davis and others. This battle by no means is over. God can do amazing, incredible things with a few people who are willing to stand, and Kim Davis is certainly an example of that.
Well, what will be interesting for me to see tonight is what the media does with this, because, you know, they made big hay when she had her private meeting with the Pope. They made hay out of that when the Vatican came out and equivocated and tried to muddy the waters with a confusing statement. They went big with that. I'm wondering if the media will cover the fact that Kim Davis is there in the audience tonight. I suspect that they will. They just can't seem to get enough of her. But congratulations to Kim Davis and to you both. I'm just really happy to hear that you're both going to be there tonight. I'll be looking for you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, her case is not over by any means. We're still litigating at the Court of Appeals. We do have a good an executive order from the Kentucky governor, but we have to get some good legislation in Kentucky. And I can tell you what, she will not violate her conscience no matter what. She is strong. She's resolute. She does not want to pick a fight, but on the other hand, she will not be unfaithful to Jesus. She will not be someone who violates the clear command of Scripture. And she will stand strong. And we need more people like Kim Davis. I pray that there are many, many Kim Davises raised up around the country, not just in the clerk area regarding marriage licenses, but bakers and other people who are leaders, business people, churches, pastors all across this country. We need people to stand, and we need the church to act like the Church of Jesus Christ, because the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, or libertycouncil.com for more information. I encourage you, as 2016 begins with this new year, get plugged into the ministry of Liberty Council. I encourage you also, if you have not received our year-end report for 2015, to call and ask for it, because it gives you a little glimpse of the breadth and the depth of information and where we are making so many different impact roads and advances in so many different areas, not just in the courts, but also through education, through media, through our outreach to Israel, through Christians in Defense of Israel, Covenant Journey, and so much more. Go to lc.org, our main website. You can sign up for the Liberty Alert there, our regular email. You can sign up for the Liberator, our email or our mail. And you can also go to libertycouncil.com for additional emails and resources there. Get plugged in, pray for Liberty Council, support us financially, stand with us as we move forward to take back America.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.